小弟现在奉主耶稣的圣名跟大家一起来查考，我一生的年日必谨慎而行。
Now in the name of Jesus Christ, I share a teaching with everyone. The topic is, I shall walk carefully all my years.
我们现在请翻开以赛亚书第三十八章。
Let's turn to Book of Isaiah, chapter 38.
以赛亚书三十八章。
Isaiah chapter 38.
我们请读第十五节。
Verse 15. Verse 15, what shall I say? He has both spoken to me, and he himself has done it. I shall walk carefully all my years in the bitterness of my soul.
这是西西家王他本来生病要死的，但是他蒙神医治又活了额外的十五年之后的时候他所做的一个诗歌的内容。
And so this is a psalm of praise that's written by King Hezekiah. After he was healed by the Lord, he was near death, but the Lord healed him and gave him another 15 years of life.
那他的诗歌是从第九节开始。
And this psalm starts from verse 9.
在他的诗歌里面他就在感谢神。
In his psalm, he has given thanks to God.
那在第十五节他这里说他本来是很哀伤的，他本来是很悲伤。
Verse 15 it mentioned that he was originally very sad.
因为当他知道神的意思是要他死的时候他非常不能接受。
He had a hard time accepting the fact that God's will was once for him to die.
所以第十四节就是他祷告的心情，他当时候像燕子呢喃，像白鹤鸣叫，又像鸽子哀鸣。
In verse 14, this is his state of mind when he prayed. He was like a crane or a swallow, so I chattered and mourned like a dove.
那这个都在描述他当时候祈求神的心境。
And this describes his state of mind when he was pleading with God.
那接下去说，我因为仰观，眼睛困倦。
My eyes fail from looking upward.
也就是说他曾经祷告到很疲倦他一直仰望神等候神，但好像都没有得到神的回应。
And this means that he once prayed to the point that he was so tired he was looking up to God but God did not answer him.
那当时候他其实国家正受到外敌的围攻国家是围在是命在旦夕之间呢。
At the time, his nation was near destruction because of the enemies.
因为亚述大军正围困他的耶路撒冷城。
Because the king of Assyria was surrounding the city of Jerusalem.
那所以他受欺压，他现在又患病要死了。
He was oppressed, and he was also sick, so sick near death.
这个时候他只能够求告神，他没有其他帮助了。
At this time, all he could do is plead to God. There's no other help.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
他等到神应允他的祷告以后。
After the Lord has answered his prayer.
他说我可说什么呢？因为他应许我的，他也给我成就了。
In verse 15, what shall I say? He has both spoken to me.
意思就是说，当我求救的时候，神应许了，神也做成了。
In other words, when he plead to God for help, God answered him and God has done it.
也就是说神真的也医好他的病了。
In other words, God already healed his sickness.
那可是他已经经历了一个很生命当中很不可磨灭的苦难的经历。
And he also has gone through a very miserable experience in his life.
因为他这个患病要死的这个经历是让他觉得很突然很震惊的。
And because this experience of sickness near death, to him, it was a shock, was happened very suddenly.
因为是神直接派先知来跟他说，你要准备你的后事，要吩咐遗嘱，因为你就要死了。
God sent the prophet to tell him that set your house in order because you shall die and not live.
在圣经里面，有一些人他们的死亡，神曾经事先提出来。
In the Bible, there are some people, they're...God warned them before they die.
那比如说亚伦他要死的时候神就事先通知他了。
For an example, Aaron, before he died, Lord notified him first.
在民数记的第二十章。
And this is recorded in Numbers chapter 20.
我们看民数记。
Numbers.
民数记的第二十第二十一二十一章二十章对不起。二十章。
Chapter 20.
二十章
Chapter 20，
在第二十二节的地方。
Verse 22。
那这个就提到这个亚伦他死的经过。
And here describes how Aaron died。
第二十二节，神在附近以东边界的何尔山上晓谕摩西、亚伦说：“亚伦要归到他列祖那里，他必不得入我所赐给以色列的地。”因为在米利巴水你们违背了我的命。
Verse 22, Now the children of Israel, the whole congregation, journeyed from Kadesh and came to Mount Hor. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in Mount Hor by the border of the land Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered to his people, for he shall not enter the land which I have given to the children of Israel, because he rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah.
这是神跟摩西亚伦说了，说亚伦要归到列祖那边，就是要死的。
And this is what Moses told the congregation that Aaron will be returned to the ancestor.
他不能够进迦南地。
And that he shall not enter the land.
因为在米利巴水的地方，他们没有尊神为圣。
Because they did not honor God as holy near the water of Meribah.
所以现在神要摩西带着亚伦和他的儿子亚伦的儿子以利亚撒上何尔山去。
The Lord wants Moses to bring Aaron and his son Eleazar to go up into Mount Hor.
然后在山上的地方要把亚伦大祭司的圣衣脱下来穿在儿子以利亚撒身上。
And on the Mount Hor, he can take off his garment and put it on his son Eleazar.
然后亚伦就要死在山上。
And Aaron shall die on the mountain.
那第二十七节呢，摩西就照神所吩咐的。他们当三个人就当着会众的眼前上了何尔山了。
And verse 27, so Moses did just as the Lord commanded, that they went up to Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation.
然后在山上，真的摩西就把亚伦的圣衣脱下来，穿在以利亚撒身上了。
And indeed, on the mountain, Moses stripped Aaron of his garment and put them on Eleazar his son.
然后亚伦就死在山顶那里了。
And Aaron died there on the top of the mountain.
于是摩西和以利亚撒就下了山。
Then Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain.
他们是三个人上山，两个人下山。
And three of them went up to the mountain, only two of them came down from the mountain.
大祭司亚伦就死在山上。
And the high priest Aaron died on the mountain.
那接下来全会众就为他哀哭三十天。
Then all the congregation mourned for Aaron for 30 days.
我们看，在这个神通知摩西、亚伦这件事情的时候，亚伦一点也没有害怕。
When Moses notified Aaron that he's about to die, he was not afraid.
我们看到亚伦非常的顺服的照着神的旨意就跟着摩西上山去。
We see here that Aaron was very, very submissive to Moses and went up to the mountain with him.
那表示亚伦的生命他是他非常的笃定，他知道他的生活我已经完成神给他的工作。
This means that Aaron was very sure that he has already completed the task that God has given to him.
现在他的时间到了，神就要他回去了。
And the time has come that he will return back to God.
所以当时候亚伦呢，他很平安的很喜乐的走上山上去。
And so Aaron at the time was very peacefully, joyfully went up to the mountain.
所以我们看到，当神通知他的时候，圣经描述就是很好像很平常，但一点也没有做什么特殊的动作。
The way the Bible described this, when he was notified that he's about to die, he was very calm and peaceful. No other action was taken.
那如果看摩西呢？
What about Moses?
申命记三十四章。
In Deuteronomy chapter 34.
申命记三十四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 34.
这是记载摩西死的时候。
And this records the death of Moses.
神要摩西上尼泊山去。
God wants Moses to go up to Mount Nebo.
上山的地方，神要把迦南美地要指给他看。
And on the Mount Nebo, God will show him the land of Canaan.
第四节，神对他说：“这就是我向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许之地，说我必将这地赐给你的后裔。现在我使你眼睛看见了，你却不得过到那里去。”
Verse 4, the Lord said to him, "This is the land." of which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there.
第五节说，于是，神的仆人摩西就死在摩押地，正如神所说的。
Verse 5, so Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord.
当摩西从摩押平原登尼坡山的时候，那时候的百姓也是扎营在摩押平原，众百姓眼睁睁地看着摩西上山，但是他就没有下来了。When
Moses went up to Mount Nebo from the land of Moab, all the congregation witnessed that he went up, but never came back down.
然后神亲自把摩西埋葬。
And God himself buried Moses.
圣经说摩西死的时候 120岁, 眼睛没有昏花, 精神没有衰败。
Bible says that when Moses died, he was 120 years old. His eyes were never dim or his natural vigor diminished.
一样, 百姓为, 摩西哀哭30天。
The children of Israel also wept for him for 30 days.
那我们看, 摩西啊, 他也是非常的, 平静的, 照着神的吩咐, 上山去, 就死在那里。
Moses also very peacefully went up to the mountain according to God's command, and he died up there.
这是圣经里面的伟人。
So these are the great people in the Bible.
真的是在神面前的圣人了。
And these are the saints in front of the Lord.
因为他们已经完成神托付的工作。
Because they've already completed the commission given to them by God.
他们能够体会到 能够与神永远同住是何等美好的。
They understand and know how wonderful it would be to abide with the Lord forever.
所以摩西亚伦呢，他们都很就是觉得很平安的啊，照着神的吩咐，该做什么就做什么。
So Moses and Aaron, they peacefully follow the instruction of God and do as they're supposed to.
那他们当然死都死在山上啊。
Of course, they both died on the mountain.
如果我们看新约圣经里面，有人在属神的人里面，有人也不是死得这么平安。
And if you look at the New Testament, there are some people that also belong to the Lord, but did not die so peacefully.
如果我看使徒保罗。
If you look at the example of Apostle Paul.
在提摩太后书第四章。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4.
保罗一生为福音工作。
Paul, his entire life, worked for the gospel.
他 在传福音的过程里面经历各种苦难。
In his service of spreading the gospel, he experienced all kinds of tribulations.
那最后他是被关在监牢里面的，为福音的缘故。
And lastly, he was imprisoned because for the sake of the gospel.
那他也知道他的时候到了。
He also knew that his time has come.
我们不知道神是怎么感动他的。
We don't know how God has touched
him. 但是保罗从他的属灵的智慧里面跟神的 亲密的关系里，他已经感觉到这次被关已经没有办法再放出来了。
But from his spiritual wisdom and his close relationship with God, he understands that this time, once he's in prison, he will never come out.
所以，提摩太后书就是保罗最后的一封书信。So
2 Timothy is the last book written by Paul.
第四章的第六节。Chapter
4, verse 6.
我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand.
这个时候的保罗，他的，我们在看他的书信里面所写的文字，字里行间里面所表达出来的，就是他非常的平安，也很有把握的，神必然赐给他公义的冠冕。他一点都没有恐惧的。
From the words in his letters, we can see that he is very assured that his work has been completed, that God will give him the crown of righteousness. He was not in fear.
所以第七节这个是非常出名的经文，那美好的仗我打过了，当跑路我跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
And verse 7 is a very well-known verse. It reads, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
第八节说，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到那日要赐给我的。 不但赐给我，也要赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。Verse
8, finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to who have loved his appearing.
我们就看到保罗，他一样，他知道他的生命所该完成的工作。From
here, we can see that Paul also knows what he needs to finish in his life.
他相信神必然把公义的冠冕赏赐给他。
He deeply believes that God shall give him the crown of righteousness.
这样的一个奖赏是要给凡爱慕他显现的人每一个 爱神的人都可以领受。
And this kind of reward shall be given to all who loved his appearing, anyone who loves the Lord.
所以那个保罗他最后他很肯定的说神要救他进天国。
So Paul was deeply convicted that, convinced that God will receive him into heaven.
我说第十八节说。
Verse 18.
他说主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也要救我进他的天国。他说愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。
18. And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen.
当时候保罗在监狱里面，其实他受到是很残忍的对待。
Paul at the time was treated in a very cruel way in the prison.
他其实死得很悲惨的。
And the way he died was very cruel.
可是他当时候很肯定的知道神要救他脱离诸般的凶恶。
But at the time, he was very convinced and sure that God would deliver him from all kinds of evil.
这个诸般的凶恶不是说就把他那个外界 的那个逼迫或者是刑罚把他拿走了。
And this does not mean that God will take away his persecution and all the sufferings.
没有，他还是一样，具体 肉体要为了福音的缘故受苦。
And that did not happen because his body still suffered for the sake of gospel.
但是他已经不再惧怕死亡。
But he no longer fears death.
他已经看明魔鬼用这个手段要来阻挡福音的传播。
He can see that Satan is using this way to prevent the gospel from spreading.
所以他在苦难当前，他并不会害怕。
So even though before suffering, he was not afraid.
所以神要救他脱离这样的一个凶恶，他对主耶稣没有失落信心。
God will deliver him from this kind of evil work, so he did not lose faith towards Lord Jesus.
他知道，他深信主一定要救他进他的天国。
He understands and he deeply believes that God will save him into his heavenly kingdom.
那真的，保罗就是进入神的天国。
And indeed, Paul has entered into the heavenly kingdom.
这是圣经里面的道理，告诉我们肯定的奖赏。
And this is a teaching in the Bible. This tells us our assured reward.
我们现在看了这几个古圣徒，他们面对死亡的态度。
If you look at these few saints and their attitude towards death,
我们会觉得说，哇，这样的那个灵程很高超。
You might think that this kind of spirituality is really high.
我们有几个人能够像这样子呢？
How many of us can be like them?
我们有几个人，我们的生命很清楚的知道，我们完成了神托我们的工作，我们问心无愧。
How many of us can say that we have a clear conscience that we already completed all the tasks given to us by the Lord?
我们的整个生活当中，我们的这个一生里面没有遗憾的事。
And that we have nothing to regret about all the days of our lives.
通常我们都会觉得遗憾。
And there are usually some things we are regretful.
因为我们一生的年日其实不见得都是为主耶稣活着，常常我们是为了满足我们肉体的需要活着的。
Because many part of our lives, our years, we are living for our needs and not for the sake of God.
所以有时候我们虽然心灵愿意，但是肉体软弱。
Sometimes even though our mind is willing, but our flesh is weak.
所以我们还没有到那个程度，说我们的整个生命完全是活在主耶稣基督的引导底下。
We have not reached a level where our entire life is lived under the guidance of Lord Jesus.
所以看到这些古圣徒，我们就觉得说，哎，那这样子好像差得很远，到底我应该怎么办？
When we look at these saints in their lives, we may think that we're so far behind, what should we do with our lives?
但是圣经它真的是一本神的书了。
But Bible is a book of God.
它所提到的人物不是每一个都像这么完美的。
And not every character mentioned in the Bible are as perfect as they were.
以赛亚书38章所记载西西家王这个人，他所遭遇的就跟我们每一个在座的都一样。
And in the book of Isaiah, it records King Hezekiah, and his experience is very much similar to ours.
他就好像说出了我们的心情。
And he is describing our experience.
当他知道他要死的时候。
When he found out that he was dying.
你看他是何等的不甘心呢。
And he was not ready to die.
因为他觉得他有好多事还没有完成。
Because he feels like there's a lot of things that he's not completed yet.
他的国家还在被围困当中。
And that his nation was still under oppression.
他的孩子还没有长大。
His children are still young.
他觉得我怎么可以在这个时候就走了呢？
And so he feels, how can he die at this time?
我们来看一看他当时候是怎么样面对这样的一个他基本上没有办法承受的这个冲击。
Let's look at the example of Hezekiah. How did he face this sudden tragedy that was he was not ready for.
但是他又怎么能够靠着这位爱他的神。
And how did he come to rely on this God who loved him?
他在神面前诚心的祷告。
In front of the Lord, he prayed with a sincere heart.
然后之后神就垂听他的祷告了。
And God listened to his prayers.
那当他知道神听他祷告之后，他现在立定一个心志。
After he realized that God listened to his prayer, he made a new determination.
就是他这一生的年日，他要谨慎而行。
And that he shall walk carefully all his years.
他要小心的去明白神要他活着的意义在哪里。
He will carefully study what is the purpose of his living.
38章的第一节一开始就说，那时候西西家病得要死。
In verse 1 of chapter 38, it says, In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death.
那这个是哪一个时候？
And when was this?
其实如果从历史的时间点来看，第38章所发生的时间应该放在36章之前。
From the span of time in history, what took place in chapter 38 should be placed before chapter 36.
这个时候的西西家大概38岁，中年人。
King Hezekiah was about 38 years old in the prime of his life.
应该也是差不多他在位14年的时候。
And about 14 years into his reign.
他生病，他什么病？
He was sick, but what kind of sickness?
我们不知道具体什么病。
We don't know exactly what kind of sickness he had.
但是如果从第21节呢？
From chapter 21.
第二十一节，三十八章二十一节。
From verse 21 of chapter 38.
那里他说，去拿一块无花果饼来贴在窗上。
It reads, let him take a lump of figs and apply it as a poultice on the boil.
所以看起来是跟他的可能跟他的身体的皮肤有关系的。
And so it seems that the sickness has something to do with the skin.
在古时候，你如果皮肤感染或者是病细菌感染，可能就没命了。
In the old days, if your skin is infected with bacteria, you may possibly die from this.
因为那个时候没有所谓抗生素这种东西啊。
Because at the time, there's no such thing as antibiotics.
所以看起来这个病，西西家他经历的肉体的痛苦。
So it seems that with the sickness, he has gone through the suffering of his flesh.
在这个生病的时候，你想一个人如果生病，他会求什么？
And when a person is sick, what do you think he will be praying for?
不是我们现在的人才会找医生，以前人才会找医生呢。
And it's not just us today knows to find a doctor. People back then also seeks for doctors.
以前的人他们也有很多智慧，去发现了很多草药啊，或者其他从自然界得到的一些方法，可以来治疗他们的疾病啊。
People at that time they still have enough knowledge to look for herbal remedies and medicines.
西西家他是一个敬拜神的人。
King Hezekiah was a person that feared the Lord.
他生病的时候一定也求问过神。
And when he was sick, he has also prayed to God.
可是这个时候好像他的病一直都持续，都没有得到医治啊。
But it seemed that his sickness continued, he was never healed.
他病到病入膏肓，快要死了，快没救了。
And he was so sick to the point where he was near death.
那这个时候以赛亚先知去见他。
At this time,Isaiah, the prophet, went to see him.
以赛亚跟他说，神如此说，你要留一命给你的家，因为你必死，不能活了。
So, King Isaiah, prophet Isaiah told King Hezekiah, the Lord said, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live.
那是神的意思，透过以赛亚先知传达的。
So God's message was given to him through prophet Isaiah.
你看那时候神西西家祷告的时候，神并没有直接跟他回答说什么，也没有医治他。
When King Hezekiah prayed to God, God did not speak to him personally and give him instructions.
而是把这样他要死的这个重大的事情，透过以赛亚去转达给他说：“你现在好好的准备一下，可能不久就走了。”
But this important message was given to him through Prophet Isaiah that he needs to get ready because he will not live.
当时候先知没有说哪一天。
At the time, prophet did not tell him which day.
但是跟他说，你这个病一定会死啊。
But told him that you shall die from this sickness.
你看，当我们如果听到这样一个信息，我们会有什么反应呢？
What would be our reaction if we hear news like this?
因为神已经不医治了。
Because God will not heal him.
这个时候，你看，我们一般有生病的时候，我们都会想说：“主啊，求你医治我。”
Usually when we're sick, we will pray that God will heal us.
如果神直接跟我们说不医治的，那我们那时候 会对这位我们所依靠的神有什么反应呢？
If God tells us personally that he will not heal us anymore, what would be our reaction towards God?
我们会不会怀疑神啊，你到底有没有存在？
And do we doubt if God really exists?
你是有没有 还有没有爱我啊？
That, does he still love us?
你难道不知道我这么痛苦吗？
Do you not realize that I am suffering?
然后竟然说必要死。
But you still tell me that I shall die.
而且他那时候还不是老人，他是中年人，38岁左右而已。
He was not an old person, he was only 38 years old.
所以这个时候，这是一个考验。
So to him, at this time, this was a test.
对西西来说，这是一个信心很大的冲击。
And to King Hezekiah, this was a great shock to his faith.
通常，你看，我们一个人的信心，在经过试验的时候，就会看出到底有没有实质的内容。
Usually through a trial and a test, we can see if our faith has true substance to it.
其实这件事情，神透过以赛亚去转达，说他要死的这个消息，就已经在说明神是要来试验以赛亚的。
When God
西西家的。
When God asked prophet Isaiah to give this message to Hezekiah, it already shows us that God wants to give this test to Hezekiah.
那这个其实也就是。西西家他这样子当王哦，这么多年来啊，他不是曾经做了这个信仰的革新吗？要百姓把这个偶像都除去。
And during his reign, in Israel, he has gone through the religious revolution. He has asked the people to get rid of all the idols.
我们都知道这个王事实上是是行大卫。所遗留下的这个美好的模范，行神眼中看为正的事的王。
We know that Hezekiah was a king that has done things that's right in the eyes of God, has followed King David's example.
那个在历代志下的，我们看历代志下。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles.
历代志下看第31章。
Second Chronicles chapter 31.
31章的第20节。
Chapter 31, verse 20.
这是历代志的作者给西西家的这个生命啊所做的注解。
And this is the explanation or annotation of the King Hezekiah from the author of the Second Chronicles.
第31章的第20节，西西家在犹大遍地这样办理啊，行主他神眼中看为善、为正、为忠的事啊。
20. Thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah, and he did what was good and right and true before the Lord his God.
21节说，凡他所行的，无论是办神殿的事，是遵律法守诫命，是寻求他的神，他都是尽心去行，无不亨通。
21. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, in the law and in the commandment to seek his God, he did it with all his heart, so he prospered.
就是我们就看到你看他是真的很用心的在敬拜神守诫命的。
We see that he truly with his heart honor God and observe his commandments.
他又很忠心。
He was also very loyal.
所以他不管是在治理国家或者在敬拜神的事情上，他都是很用心的要得到神的喜悦。
Whether it's a service in the house of God or in the law, he seeks the God and he wants to be pleasing to God.
但是这些所做的事情，基本上都要能够转成他对神真正的认识跟信靠才可以。
But all the things that he has done has to eventually translate into his trust and his reliance on God.
因为这是他所办的事情，在办事的时候，这是一回事。
Because these are the things that he has done, and this is one matter.
但是当我们个人去面对神的时候，我们个人的健康或者是我们个人所遇到的困难的时候，这是另外一回事。
But when we are facing God, regarding our physical health or regards to our faith, this is a different matter.
所以这个就是神现在要来真的试验西西家他的信心有没有实在。
And this is when God will test whether or not King Hezekiah truly has a faith towards God.
当这个亚述大军在围困耶路撒冷城的时候
，When the army of Assyria is surrounding the city of Jerusalem，
这个时候面对的是整个国家的问题。
And one hand he is facing problem with this entire nation。
国家这么多人
，And there's so many people in his nation。
有这么多的先知
，And so many prophets in there。
有长老
，Elders and priests。
这是众人共同的事情。
And so these are the responsibility taken up by everyone。
所以 这件事情从王的角度来看没有错，他是领导人。
From the king's perspective, it is true that he was a leader.
但是对他自己本身 的那个意义来说，并不是百分之一百都是属他自己的事情。
But this is not, at a personal level, 100% his problem.
但是现在他面对他这个病的要死这件事情。
But now he has to face the fact that he was sick and near death.
他生病，他肉体受苦，别人没办法为他承担。
He was sick and he was suffering. Nobody can share this pain with him.
他要死了，他生命要结束，就是他自己要去面对，没有人有办法跟他分担什么。
He was sick and near death, and this is something that he has to face alone. Nobody can share this with him.
所以这一次是神百分之一百对他信心的考验。
So this time is God's test to him, and for his faith.
那我们从西西家他得到了神的这个指示之后，他的反应，我们看出西西家的信心是实在的。
From Hezekiah's reaction after God has promised to heal him, we know that his faith was real.
我们三十八章的第二节。接下去，西西家马上转脸朝墙，祷告神说
：“Verse two, and Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall and prayed to the Lord.”
他是转脸朝墙，表示他现在不需要再去求以赛亚先知为他做什么事了。
He turned his face towards the wall because he no longer needs to ask Isaiah to do anything for him.
他现在要直接去祷告神了。
He wants to pray directly to the Lord.
你看，神的信息是透过以赛亚先知来讲的，讲给他听的。
God's message was given to him through Prophet Isaiah.
他现在没有说，那请以赛亚先知说，先知拜托，赶快跟神祷告，求神医治我，求神怜悯我。
But he did not ask him, Prophet Isaiah to quickly pray to God and please ask God to heal him.
他这个时候不想要再借着别人来得到神的指示的。
And now this time he does not want to receive God's instruction from a third person.
他现在转脸朝墙这个动作，也在说明他已经不再想要寻求其他的方法。
So at this time he turned his face in towards a wall, meaning that he's no longer seeking any other options.
现在只有向神而已的。
He only wants to face God.
他把他的整个心都放在神面前。
And he has poured out his heart before God.
所以第三节他说，主啊，求你纪念我在你面前怎样存完全的心，按诚实行事，又做你眼中所看为善的。西西家就痛哭了。
Verse 3 and said, Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and have done what is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly.
那我们也看到，其实这个就是他这个 求神来纪念这样的一个祈求呢，事实上在说明他相信神都知道他所做的每一件事情。
And when he prayed and pleaded that God remembers what he has done, is telling us that in fact he knows that God knows everything.
他并不是在跟神邀功了，说我做了多少好处。
He's not asking God to give him a reward and recognize how much he has done for him.
而是他认识这位神是公义的神，是慈爱怜悯的神。
But rather because he understands that this is a God that's righteous and merciful.
神他会看人所做的每一个事，每一件事情，他会看透人的内心。
God will see everything that a man has done and see through his heart.
所以他说，求神纪念我在你面前是存完全的心。
So he asked God to remember how he has walked before him with the truth.
真的是办理神的殿的事情，在带领百姓遵守诫命是真的是又忠心又诚实又良善的。
And how he has, whether it's matter regarding the law or the commandment or service in the house of God, he has done it all with his truth and loyal heart.
是诚诚实实的照着律法的要求来办的。
And he has done everything truthfully according to the commandment of law.
他所在的是要怎么样的得到神的喜悦。
And what he cared about was how to please God.
所以你看，这个其实也在说明我们今天信仰的三个重要的内容。
This also reminds us the three important content of our faith.
我们信仰的生活一定要有这三件事情。
In our life of faith, we have to have these three important.
信仰不是只是我在安息的时候我来教会，
faith
我来坐在这里听道理而已。
Faith is not just coming to church and listen to the sermon on the Sabbath day.
而是像他这里所说，一定要有一个完全的心。
But it should be like what it described here. We have to have a loyal heart.
完全的心就是我相信神是看人的内心，我要用我的心灵跟诚实来拜他。
To have a loyal heart means that you recognize that God sees through your heart, and you're here to serve Him with truth and spirit.
我们也是在追求神的完全。
We are also pursuing after the perfection of God.
天父是完美的神呢。
Because our heavenly Father is a perfect God.
没有办法找到缺点的。
And He is blameless.
今天我们如果在神面前存一个完全的心，就是我们是朝这个方向而努力的。
If today we come with a blameless heart, that means we're striving towards this direction.
那第二个说，我们是按诚实行事。
And second is we do things in truth.
也就是说，按真理而行。
And that means we practice according to the truth.
是坐在神面前，而不是行在人眼前，要得到人的喜悦的。
That we do things before the Lord, not just before the eyes of men and trying to please men.
所以，凡是按真理而行，才能够真的走到神的。在神面前才能够得到神的喜悦的。
If we do all things according to the truth, then we can be pleasing in the sight of the Lord. 我们知道
真理是不会改变的。
We know the truth will never change.
所以他会很在意的去记住神的话语，然后照神的吩咐来生活。
So he carefully listened to the words of God and live according to the commandment of God.
然后第三个，他说做神眼中看为善的事。
Third is he has done what is good in the sight of God.
因为今天我们在意的，我们有时候在意的是人的看法，而不是神的看法。
Because today, often what we care about is men's opinion and not God's opinion.
有时候我们很害怕，哎呦，我如果做什么事情会让这些人不高兴、生气的。
Sometimes we might be afraid that if we do certain things, we might offend people and they may be upset with us.
我们就很小心。
So we're very cautious.
但是有时候我们都没有想到说我们做这件事情会不会惹神生气呢？
But we forget that if we've done such thing, will we provoke the anger of God?
那差别就是人的生气，我们当下就马上就感觉到，气氛不对。
The difference is that if we offend anyone, we will immediately sense their anger right away.
但是如果我们做某一些事情惹神发怒，当下好像什么事情也没有发生，我们没有那种感觉。
But if we do things that provoke the anger of God, sometimes we may not feel it right away.
所以我们通常有时候在我们信心软弱的时候，我们会很在意人的看法，而去忽略了神真正的要求。
Sometimes when our faith is weak, we care about what people think of us, and we neglect to recognize how we are in the eyes of God.
但是真正的敬拜神的人，他真的对神有信心的，是很在意要能够得到神的喜悦，而不是要讨好人。
For a person that truly worship God, that cares about how God sees them, they will not try to please men.
我们如果看加太书第一章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1.
加太书第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
第十节。
Chapter 1, verse 10.
加太书第一章第十节。
Chapter 1, verse 10.
我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若能就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
Verse 10, for do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I will not be a bondservant of Christ.
在我们的信仰生活里面，我们一定要记住，我们要讨神的喜欢。
So in our journey of faith, we have to remember to seek to please God.
保罗说，我如果是还是讨人的喜欢，我就不是主的仆人。
Paul says that if he still please men, he will not be a bondservant of Christ.
我们就变成是人的仆人了。
Then we will be bond servant of men.
因为人的仆人就是要讨主人的喜欢呢。
Because a bond servant's job is to please the master.
所以我们在生活当中要时常去想想看。
So in our daily lives, we need to think often about this.
我们的一些作为是真的在讨神喜欢，还是要讨我们的配偶喜欢，讨我们的孩子喜欢
？Are the things that we are doing aiming to please God, or is to please our spouse and our children?
我们在工作里面，我们是要讨我们的上司喜欢的。
Or are we trying to please our boss at our jobs?
今天很多时候，我们在家庭里面，有时候孩子变王了。
Sometimes in our family, our children become the king of the house.
父母亲有时候就要讨儿女的喜欢。
Sometimes parents are trying to please their children.
所以有些做法就不合真理。
And therefore, some of the things they do are not according to the truth.
我们今天如果能够像西西家王他这样子
，If we today we can follow the example of King Hezekiah.
他说：“求主你纪念。”我做你眼中看为善为正的事。
That he asked God to remember that he has done things that are good in his sight.
那所以今天我们要抓住神的这样一个应许。
So today we have to hold on to this promise of God.
爱神守神诫命的人必然得福。
If blessed are those who follow and observe the commandments of God.
讨神喜欢的人绝对得到祝福了。
A person that is pleasing to God will be blessed by God.
所以看诗篇二十六篇。
Let's turn to Book of Psalm, chapter 26.
诗篇二十六篇。
Psalm 26.
第三节。
Verse 3.
诗篇二十六篇第三节说，因为你的慈爱常在我眼前，我也要按你的真理而行。
Verse 3, for your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth.
当我们按神的真理而行的时候，神的慈爱就永远与我们同在。
When we walk in the truth of God, then His loving kindness will be with us.
所以这个就是在信仰里面很重要的内涵。
So this is a very important content in the faith.
当我们真的这样做的时候，我们的信心才能够真的扎根在耶稣基督身上。
When we do this, then our faith can take root on Lord Jesus Christ.
当时候，其实西西家他痛哭啊。
At the time when King Hezekiah wept.
其实是因为当时候亚述大军还在围攻这个耶路撒冷。
He wept bitterly because the Assyrian army was still surrounding the Jerusalem.
其实当时候的那个王啊，他事实上是一直挂念着他自己的国家。
The king at the time was still worried about his country.
他不是只是考虑他自己的死亡或生存而已。
He's not only considering his life or death.
但是他的这样的一个信息啊，一个心意啊，神看到了。
But God sees his intention.
所以其实神是要试验他。你看这个时候，西西家通过考验。
So God wanted to test him. So at this time, King Hezekiah passed God's trial.
当神说不医治的时候。
When God said that He would not heal him,
他祈求神能够再给他机会。
He prayed and pleaded to God to give him another chance.
因为接下来他要一样的要把这样一个完全的心，能够按诚实行事，又能够讨神喜悦、做神眼中看为善的事情的生活，继续延续下去的。
Because he will continue to live a life that he will continue to walk before the Lord in truth and with a loyal heart and do what is good in the sight of God.
所以你看接下去第四节，神的话就临到以赛亚先知。
And verse 4, the word came of the Lord came to Isaiah.
好，你去告诉西西家。
And go and tell Hezekiah.
好了，我听见了你的祷告。
I have heard your prayer.
我看见了你的眼泪。
I have seen your tears.
我要增加你十五年的寿数。
Surely I will add to your days 15 years.
这个年，这个时间是神定的。
And this 15 years was given by God.
就十五年，不多也不少。
Only 15 years, not a day more or less.
这个就是神的主权。
So this is God's sovereignty.
为什么神是给他定十五年？我们不知道。
We don't know why God gave him 15 years.
但是在神眼中15年就够了。
But in the eyes of God, 15 years was enough.
这15年应该要让他完成他所应该完成的工作。
In 15 years, he should be able to complete all the work that he's supposed to.
那这时候神又说了。
Here, Lord also says,
不但医好他的病。
Not only will heal his sickness.
第六节，我要救你和你这城脱离亚述王的手，也要保护这城。
I will deliver you and the city from the hand of the king Assyria, and I will defend the city.
从这句话就我们看到当时的背景就是城是被围攻的时候，国家正在危难的当下。
From this passage, we can see that the city was surrounded by the enemy, and it was in great danger.
然后你看，神现在要把他的病医好，要保护他的国家，要让这个大军退去。
But God promised to heal his sickness, protect his nation, and defeat his enemies.
这真的是完全超乎了。西西家他的祈求了。
And this is beyond what King Hezekiah had pleaded with the Lord.
他当时候只是求神说纪念他所做过事而已。
At the time, he only asked God to remember what he has done.
他没有跟神要求说我要多活几年。
He didn't ask God to give him a few more years.
他也那时候也没有想到神用什么方法要来解救他的国家。
And he did not think how God will save his country.
但是他就在神面前痛苦。
But he wept bitterly before the Lord.
表示他完全把他的心、他的生命。他的国家的命运全部交在神手上了。
And that means he has completely surrendered the fate of himself and his country in the hands of God.
所以什么叫信心？
So what is faith?
叫做完全的交托。
And that is complete surrender.
因为他知道他什么事情都没办法做。
Because he knows that he cannot do anything.
以当时候来说，他如果身上生疮哦，他是不洁净的人。
And in the standard of those days, if he had a boil on his body, he was considered unclean.
他甚至可能连进神的殿去都不行的。
And perhaps he could not even go into the temple of God.
但是现在他直接跟神祷告。
But yet now he prayed to God directly.
神就听他祷告。
And God listened to his prayers.
那神就应允了他。
And God answered him.
所以第十五节说。
In verse 15.
我能够说什么？
What shall I say?
神已经应允我所求的。
God has answered what he pleaded.
他给我成就了，他医治我，他解救了这个。
He has spoken to me. He has answered him and saved the nation.
现在我因为心里的苦楚，在一生的年日要悄悄而行。
I shall walk carefully all my years in the bitterness of my soul.
我们中文用悄悄而行，其实 是把这个意思啊有点模糊的。
In Chinese translation, it says to quietly walk.
英文的翻译比较清楚。
But it's more clear in the English translation.
也就是说，因为他心里面所曾经经历的这个苦难。
Because of the bitterness that his soul has been through.
他现在在他以后的年日里面一定要谨慎，会非常小心的来做每一件事情。
And that the remainder years of his life, he shall walk carefully in everything he does.
因为他深深的知道，人活着其实是因着神的应许而活。
Because he deeply understands that for a person to be alive, he is alive by the sake of God.
第十六节说
，Verse 16,
主啊，人得存活乃是在乎此，我灵存活也全在此。
Verse 16, O Lord, by the things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit, so you will restore me and make me alive.
人活着是因着有神的恩典。
The men are alive because there's grace of God.
我们的灵能够喜乐，能够看到方向，能够非常笃定的继续活下去，是因为有神的同在。
Our spirit can have joy, can see the direction of our lives, is because we have the Spirit of God.
所以神应许，神按照他的旨意在行事。
So God has made promise to us, and He carries out His will.
既然神给他多于15年的寿命，
since God gave him 15 additional years,
他说我的灵存活，我今年能够继续活下去，完全在神手上。
He understands that his spirit is alive because it's in the hands of God.
所以他现在肉体受苦，他现在国家遇到患难，他知道为什么了。
He now he understands why his physical body was in suffering and his nation was endangered.
所以第十七节看呐，我受大苦本是为使我得平安。
Verse 17, indeed, it was for my own peace that I had great bitterness.
你因为爱我的灵魂，便救我脱离败坏的坑。
But you have lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption.
因为你将我一切的罪扔在你的背后了。
For you have cast all my sins behind your back.
那这里我们就看到，那当时候啊，西西家王他的灵属灵的生命真的是一个非常大的长进。
From here we can see that his spiritual life has greatly grown at that time.
真的是一大要进，他的属灵的生命真的突然间突飞猛进啊。
And his spiritual faith has taken a big leap.
为什么？
Why?
因为他受大苦。
It's because he has gone through great suffering.
因为他知道神让他受苦，实际上是最终是要让他得平安。
Because he understands that God made him go through suffering at the end is to give him peace.
神因为爱他，所以他要经历这些苦难。
Because God loved him, so he had to go through the suffering.
但是神的应许，神的信实没有改变。
But God's promise and His faithfulness has never changed.
最后，神救他脱离败坏的坑，就是脱离死亡。
At the end, God will deliver him from the pit of corruption that is death.
还要赦免他的过犯。
And He also will cast away his sins.
让他在神面前能够一直拥有盼望。
And so that before the Lord, he can always have hope.
所以你看，这个时候那个西西家王啊。他是充满感谢的。
And here at this time, King Hezekiah's heart is filled with thanksgiving.
他接下去第十八节开始就是一连串的颂赞。
And from verse 18 on is his thanksgiving towards God.
他称谢神。
He praises God.
第十九节，只有活人必称谢你，像我今日称谢你一样。
The living man, he shall praise you as I do today.
然后呢，他不但称谢神，他现在还要做一件很重要的事情。
Not only he gives thanks to God, he is about to do something important.
他说：“为父的，必要使儿女知道你的诚实。”
He says, "The father shall make known to your truth the children."
你看，这个就是西西家王他接下去一定要去做的事。
And this is what Hezekiah will do.
要让他的儿女也可以知道神的这些真理，神这样的一个奇妙作为。
And that his children can also understand and know the truth and the wondrous works of God.
神是信实的神。
That God is a faithful God.
那他要让他儿女知道神的真理。
So he wants his children to know the truth of God.
怎么样来按照神的真理行来得蒙神喜悦？
How do they live according to the truth of God and be pleasing to God?
在生活当中，存完全的心来真的建立信仰。
And that in their lives they have the perfect heart to establish the faith.
那在经历最艰巨的艰难的时候，可以站立得住。
So when they're facing the most challenging tribulation, they can still stand firm.
所以你看，我们为什么信仰要传承
？So today, this is why we need to pass on our faith.
要把我们的经历传给我们的儿女。
We need to pass on our experience to our children.
让他们在这个生活当中时常在装备。
And so that in the days of their life, they are continuing to equip themselves.
神给我们考试，有时候是大考，有时候是小 小测验呢、啊、
？Sometimes God gives us big tests. Sometimes He gives us little quizzes.
要怎么样在巨大的测验当中啊，考试里面可以能够通过呢
？How can we pass the great test that God will give us？
都要在这个小的考试里面哦、啊，都 pass 才可以。
And it requires us to pass the small quizzes beforehand.、啊、所以
神给我们的一些生活上的经历，其实都要累积我们对他真正的信靠，所以能够面对最艰巨的挑战。
And God is allowing us to accumulate our experiences so that we can one day face the great test.
我们要把神这样的一个奇妙作为不断的向儿女述说。
So we need to tell our children all these wondrous works of God.
看诗篇七十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 71.
诗篇七十一篇。
Psalm 71.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
七十一篇十七节，神啊，自我年幼时你就教训我，直到如今我传扬你奇妙作为。
17, O God, you have taught me from my truth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works.
18节，神啊，我到年纪发白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
Now also, when I'm old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come.
19节，
19,
神啊，你的公义甚高，行过大事的神啊，谁能像你？
Also, your righteousness, O God, is very high. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you?
那么一起将神的这个奇妙作为述说给下代听。
So let us together declare to our children this wondrous works of God.
让神的圣名得到荣耀。
So that God's name can be glorified.
让每一个人都能够对神有这样坚定的信心。
So that all of us can have this steadfast faith towards God.
我们的神是行大事的神。
That we know our God is a God that performs wondrous works. Who can be like Him?
所以我们不管遇到生命当中什么样的挑战
，So no matter what kind of challenges we are facing in our lives，
我们都可以平安
，That we can have peace，
我们可以在平静当中得到力量
，And that in quietness we can receive strength，
我们一定更能够得到神的喜悦
，Then we will be even more pleasing to God。
一起来唱诗
，So let us sing a hymn together。
163首
，163。